This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Cam Kander.
Cam Kander was the single most prolific fiction podcaster of all time. Period. No argument. This was a person who created literally hundreds of shows.
Was Kander a genius or insane? I don't think we'll ever know.
A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020. Off the map, off the radar, done, gone, over. Like Amelia Earhart.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp, comes Who is Cam Kander? This is episode 2, Bedminster.
Dolores can't won't. She's living in Santa Barbara, and she has a story to tell. Call her at 1-805-555.
Everything changed the day I got this message. I'd been searching for information on the elusive audio drama producer, Cam Kander, the same creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020. Finally, I had a name, someone who'd worked with Cam Kander on a show called Bedminster.
And now, dear listeners, prepare yourselves for another day in Bedminster.
Miss Ivanka, Eric has the car pulled up.
Thank you, Rosa. Do send him in, why don't you? I'd like to finish my coffee. Seems cruel to keep my driver out in the cold.
The car does have heat, ma'am.
Yes?
And it is July.
Thank you, Rosa.
Dolores Cantwont played the character of Ivanka in a soap opera about the Trump family. I'd never been able to locate any of Cam Kander's actors, so this was a huge piece of the puzzle. If I could talk to this woman, who knows where it would lead?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Miss Cantwont, my name is BK Will. I'm hoping you might be able to speak to me about your work with Cam Kander. Please call me at your earliest convenience at 310-555-55.
Before we get too deep into the search for Cam Kander, we have to talk about the why of it all. Why finding this person is so important. And that means we need to look a bit into the history of indie fiction podcasting, how it started, how it ended. For that, we turn to former podcast critic and now winemaker, David A. Person.
I'm actually not doing wine anymore.
My apologies, David. Tell us, what are you doing these days?
I'm selling natural latex mattresses.
I see.
What do you mean, you see? Are you judging me?
I'm sorry. No, not at all. It's just an interesting career trajectory. That's all.
Okay. So what did you want to know about fiction podcasting?
Yes. Let's talk about the indie scene. When it existed.
Ah, bygone era.
Indeed. It's no more. So what happened?
There was a robust indie scene starting in the early aughts. It expanded into the teens and early 20s. All genres. Great imaginative works. And it was very egalitarian. Indie audio drama standing side by side on the charts next to big budget shows from large media companies. Starting around the 20-teens and 2020s, podcast companies started acquiring other podcast companies. Small buys at first, then larger and larger. Scripps bought Stitcher, Spotify bought Gimlet.
Amazon bought Wondery.
Larger corporations were consuming podcast networks, hosting platforms, distribution arms. Multinational corporations just gobbling up other companies. And then they started acquiring creators.
David A. Person was right. That actually started in 2021 with Facebook, when they added podcasts to their app. In the fine print, Facebook gave themselves a lot of freedom to alter creators' works. Sadly, most never noticed it. That was the beginning of the end. In the mid-2020s, Google bought Amazon, Apple bought Google, and of course, Corp bought Apple. What came next, as everyone knows, was Dax Shepard.
Oh yes, Dax Shepard.
This is Graciela Lopez, professor at Berklee's College of Lost Arts.
It was the Dax Shepardization of fiction podcasting.
Explain.
After the one massive merger in 2025, all the fiction podcasts were being produced and distributed by Corp. And eventually, all of those shows starred Dax Shepard.
What was it about Dax Shepard?
It wasn't so much that Dax had something. It's more about what he lacked.
Okay, I'll bite. What did Dax lack?
Basically, he had low repugnancy ratings per Gallup's odiometer, which measured a media personality's odiousness. It was the opposite of a Q rating. He was okay to most people. Of all the celebrities in the world, the algorithm deemed Dax Shepard the least awful.
So it's not that Dax was universally loved.
No, he just wasn't despised excessively. A different metric altogether. Corp leaned into that and put him in every single fiction podcast.
But there were still indie fiction podcasts after 2025, no doubt.
Sure, for a while. But it was impossible to get attention, traction. Corp controlled marketing, advertising, distribution. Indie fiction podcasts just became impossible to find. Most creators moved on, yeah.
To what?
Other lines of work, winemaking, latex mattresses.
That's interesting.
Is it, though?
Let's investigate this further with David A. Person.
It's true. By 2028, the top 100 shows on all the podcast charts, every genre, were shows that starred Dax Shepard.
This didn't bother anyone?
Not really. I don't think people noticed. The 2024 election, it's aftermath. People had a lot on their minds. Most people were like, oh, here's a show with Dax Shepard. That's fine. Look, there was so much going on in the world that seemed worthy of people's outrage, their ire. No one really noticed, let alone complained. And before you knew it, Corp had world domination of all podcasting, fiction and nonfiction.
It's this context that I think is important. What makes my search for Cam Kander so urgent? Indies went the way of the dinosaur. And Cam Kander was Tyrannosaurus Rex, if you will. The main gazane, the big kahuna, the top dog, the most prolific indie creator of all time. And yet, Kander disappeared. Why? How? Meanwhile, I still had no word from actress Dolores Cantwont.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Miss Cantwont, I hate to bother you again. This is BK Will. I'm hoping you'll call me back. I'd love to speak to you about Cam Kander.
Stop calling me.
Miss Cantwont.
Leave me alone. I'm not interested in what you're selling.
Please, please don't hang up. I'm not a telemarketer. Oh, damn it.
Dolores Cantwont was living up to her name. For some reason, she can't or won't talk. She'd left me no choice but to track her down in person. We'll get into that after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
My search for Cam Kander was not going to be thwarted by the resistance of one actress. The next day, I got in my car and headed off to Santa Barbara to find Dolores Cantwont. This was as good a time as any to revisit more of Bedminster. When we last left it, we had been introduced to Ivanka Trump, her brother slash chauffeur, Eric Trump, and their trusty housekeeper, Rosa. Ivanka has just found out that her father and arch nemesis Melania have left Mar-a-Lago and are coming to stay at Bedminster.
From the makers of Go Quick, America's fastest working suppository, comes Bedminster.
How long will Daddy and that woman be staying here, Rosa?
The Secret Service is asking us to have a large supply of coke on hand.
What? Brother Don's coming as well?
Coca-Cola, madame. Decanted into Pepsi bottles for the optics. A 10-day supply.
10 days? That's a Scaramucci and a half. It's plenty of time for that Slovakian shrew to do some damage.
Melania is Slovenian.
Tomato, tomato. Thank you, Rosa. I must think. Do send my driver in, why don't you? He always makes me feel smarter.
Madame.
Yes, Miss Ivanka, where to? The mall?
No, Eric, we're not driving anywhere. I need you to do me a favor.
Anything for father's first wife.
I'm his daughter, Eric.
Oh, that's right.
Eric. Focus. I need you to plant some bugs in the bedroom where Daddy and his escort will be staying.
But if they're coming from Mar-a-Lago, won't they be bringing their own bed bugs with them?
No, Eric. We need different kinds of bugs.
Cockroaches?
No.
Spiders?
No.
Moths? They're nifty. They have wings.
No, Eric. Electronic bugs. Listening devices.
Oh, so you can hear Father's nocturnal farting sounds?
My goodness, no. Wherever did you come up with that?
The four-syllable word, nocturnal? No clue.
Go. We haven't much time. Get the bugs from Stephen Miller. Plant them somewhere where Father will never find them.
How about a book on black history?
Now you're thinking, brother. Congratulations.
IMDb had no listing for a Dolores Cantwont. I wondered if she'd given up acting entirely and moved up here to escape Hollywood with her failed dreams in tow. She was proving to be as big a mystery as Cam Kander. I'd arrived in Santa Barbara and found Dolores Cantwone's house easily. Luckily, her son had divulged her whereabouts. It was a cute bungalow on a quiet street.
Yes? Who's there?
Miss Cantwone?
Who are you?
Miss Cantwone, my name is BK Will. I was just hoping we could talk for just a moment. Miss Cantwone?
I don't care to speak to anyone. I want to be alone.
Please, I just have a few questions about Cam Kander. If you could just open the door.
I'm going to call the police.
I'm not here to cause trouble. Your son talked to me about your career, and I just have a few questions. Miss Cantwone?
Look, I'm not answering your questions. I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander, and I don't have a son.
Get off my lawn, animal!
Why was Dolores Cantwone so resistant? Was her experience with Kander that unpleasant? She said she had no son, and yet it was a man claiming to be her son who left that tip for me.
Hi, this is a message for BK Will. My mother, let's call her Dolores, was an actress on a Cam Kander show called Bedminster.
I don't know why, but I believe Dolores Cantwone. This wasn't her son, so who was he? I'd put so much hope in talking to her about Cam Kander, but for now, this angle of my investigation was dead. I headed back to L.A., and listen to more of Bedminster.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Miss Ivanka. Mr. Sean is on the phone. He says it's urgent.
Sean Spicer. He's out on the course caddying for our oligarch guest. What could be so urgent?
He says he found something near the 16th hole.
Found what? His credibility? And they say I'm not funny. Score. Ivanka Trump 1, comedy 0.
No, Miss Ivanka, it's a severed finger.
Hold up. Did she say severed finger?
No, Miss Ivanka, it's a severed finger.
Severed finger? That's unfortunate.
Another severed finger? This was just like Mr. Fezziwig talks crumpets.
Oh my, look at that!
What is it, Mr. Fezziwig?
Why, I do believe it's a severed finger.
Seems Cam Kander may have had an obsession with severed fingers. Was this a clue? Am I being pointed in a new direction? I'll dig more into this mystery next time on Who is Cam Kander? If you have any information on Cam Kander, please reach out to us on Twitter at Cam Kander. Or if you've heard of a lost Cam Kander show, let us know and we'll research it. It could become the basis for one of our episodes. Next time on Who is Cam Kander?
Cam Kander was obsessed with fingers. They figured into many of the shows. It's probably symbolic of something deeper.
Is it possible Cam was just a perv with some weird fetish, like Tarantino with feet?
Or Armie Hammer with all the body parts?
Exactly.
This is BK Will. Visit us at camcander.com for clues, intel, and ways you can help support the essential search for Cam Kander.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! with episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. What the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.